Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mike Griffith has been part of this. He was part of the whole season, obviously, and joins us now, the senior writer for UGA for DogNation.com, which is now Dog National Champions or something like that, on the WaveFord.com hotline. Hey, Mike.
Hey, morning, guys.
Morning, Mike. So how was the parade, man? I know you was out there.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people, turned out to see Georgia celebrate the national championship after 41 years. A ceremony there in Sanford Stadium with Jamari Salyer and Jordan Davis addressing the crowd. I'd say it was a pretty special afternoon.
Yeah, no, it was an incredible afternoon. I mean, to raise the banner there. And did you get a sense, Mike, you've been watching this game for a long time. We've talked about this. Is this the beginning of the Georgia run? I mean, do you get a sense that, you know, were they celebrating? Sometimes you could tell, like, I'll give you an example. LSU Dow Joneses, they win a national title and they fade away. They win a national title, they fade away. When they won the national title with Joe Burrow, that was a very special team. But I think everybody saw that that was going to be a one-off and that they were going to kind of maybe the most ardent LSU fan didn't realize that that was going to be a one-off. But with Georgia, do you get a sense that it was a one-off or are they going to be right back at it again?
Georgia's been on a run under Kirby Smart when you look at how many times they've played in the SEC championship game and been there knocking, right? So I think it'll continue. I think they're in line for another top 10 season. And, you know, you have to wait and see how things work out as far as injuries and matchups and attrition, because now there's free agency in college football.
You know what? It's funny. I was just talking about it because in my mock draft, I took N'Kobe Dean with the eighth overall pick for the Atlanta Falcons. And I moved him to pass rusher. Do you think that he could be a pass rusher at the next level, Mike?
You know, it's hard to say. You know, his skills are so sideline to sideline. He did excel at that when he had the opportunities. But, boy, he's so good sideline to sideline. I guess I don't know about the size, and you're probably more qualified to judge in the NFL how they're going to use these guys. I suppose it depends on the scheme. But, you know, the good thing about N'Kobe, you know, he's got a lot of different skill sets. I think he could help a team in a lot of different ways.
All right, let's talk about the quarterback room here. What do you think happens with Stetson? What does it happen with JT Daniels? Where do we stand with the quarterback room?
Well, I reported yesterday JT's headed for the portal. You know, that's a tough situation, but, you know, Kirby wants a mobile quarterback. And, you know, he picked Stetson over JT. Simple as that. There wasn't anything else to it. 2 years he did that. So I'm not sure where Stetson stands. You know, Stetson said the morning after on Good Morning America that, you know, he had to see how he could trust the coaches. I'll tell you guys, that had to be one of the most peculiar comments I've ever heard from a guy that I felt really got the benefit from the coaching staff probably more than he would have anywhere else in the league. So I'm not sure where that left him in Georgia. Again, you can go watch the clip from Good Morning America. It said he's playing football somewhere, and whether or not it's at Georgia depends on whether or not some trust factor. So that was probably the craziest thing that I saw in the aftermath of a championship game. I think Brock Vandegrift is solidly on the roster, and I think Carson Beck kind of turns into the benefactor of JT Daniels headed to the portal and probably sticks around because Kirby's going to want four scholarship quarterbacks, and Georgia is trying to get another quarterback through the portal. And the whole curiosity to me out of that, you know, listening to the Daniels family is where would it be best for them to go? And then you look at Georgia and who would be the best quarterback out there for Georgia if they could get him? It's still JT Daniels. So it's curious because JT's best situation would be at Georgia. Georgia's best quarterback through the portal would be if JT didn't go in it. So it seems like madness to me, but this is where college football is at with the one-time transfer and how coaches choose to use it.
All right, so let me ask you, Mike, if you give your best guess, who is the starting quarterback when they hit the field against Oregon?
Well, you're asking me, you know, what's behind door number one or Brock?
I know, but that's I know I am. I'm well aware of that. Just asking
well,
your best guess.
Go out and pay for if Georgia's going to go out and pay for a quarterback in the portal, which they're trying to do, which everybody's trying to do, by the way, and we can say that.
Yeah, well, everybody's trying to get Caleb Williams. I get it. Yeah, right.
Well, not just him, the Dart kid too. I'm going to go with Brock Vandegrift though. I'm going to take Brock Vandegrift against the field because I think Kirby's going to have a hard time getting another five star come to Georgia after the JT Daniels situation.
Yeah, and the Justin Fields, right? I mean, you know that you're not going to get a chance that
he's going to play. I'm not going to group that together. Justin was a true freshman who didn't know the offense. He was incredibly gifted and talented, and he probably would have won the job in the second year, but he had a better situation at Ohio State instead of having to compete with Jake. So these are two different situations. You got to look. JT Daniels was 7-0 as the starter and put up unprecedented numbers, much better numbers than Stetson Bennett. That's just the truth. I'm not, again, Kirby's going to choose who he wants for his offense, and they won a national championship, and I don't think anybody can second guess. But at the end of the day, it's not like JT Daniels was an unproven commodity. All he did was win. It was a matter of style. You know, in the deal with Justin Fields, you had a quarterback who was a true freshman who was still learning the offense. And I think that was a much more difficult circumstance to ask a true freshman who didn't know the offense to go into some game against LSU trailing on the road. So apples to oranges to me on that one.
Yeah, Mike Revis, senior UGA writer for DogNation.com, who joins us on the WaveFord.com hotline. You mentioned, yes, the transfer portal does change everything. It's free agency in college football. And as a result, you have teams that are going to get lots of transfers in. One of the teams that seems to be benefiting in the SEC from a serious time in the transfer portal is South Carolina. I mean, not only do they get a star quarterback in Spencer Rattler, but they get other guys too. It looks like South Carolina might have improved its stock quite a bit. They had a pretty good year last year as it was, and that a lot of people are starting to look at South Carolina wondering if they're going to be a top 25 team.
Wow, that'd be something. I'm not quite sure I'm ready to go that far, but, Shane Beamer was honored as a first-year Coach of the Year Spurrier Award last night along with Josh Heupel. And, the thing I would say about this portal, and while we talk about how it helps players, it also hurts players. It cuts both ways because now you're a scholarship guy who's been in the program 2 years and the coach might go out, and instead of recruiting someone behind you, he recruits someone over you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, just think about Brock Vandegrift. Right. Vandegrift thinks he's the guy. They go out and get a guy through the portal. All of a sudden, he's not the guy, or JT Daniels, right? It's interesting, how it helps and hurts. But you can bet one thing, these coaches, their job is to win. It's not necessarily to do what's fair or who deserves what. It's go out and get the best talent you can and win games. And that's what Nick Saban's been doing for a long time. It's what Kirby Smart's got to do to beat him. It's just the way it is, whether it's JT having to transfer out or Stetson coming back but not being promised a job. I mean, business is business, and Georgia and Kirby Smart aim to stay at the top no matter what it takes.
Were you surprised that Nolan Smith decided to come back?
No, because I think he's going to secure some funds in an insurance policy, and I think that he's a guy who can benefit from another year. He's a little undersized for that position at 235.
Mm-hmm.
Nolan really came on the second half of the year. Nolan strikes me as the perfect example of a guy who is able to benefit from the NIL. I know you guys have heard Nolan, incredibly articulate and gifted speaker, a very, very marketable. I think you'll be seeing him on billboards. He strikes me as the face of the program for 2022 Georgia Bulldogs.
Talking with Mike Griffith as we get ready for his second signing day and more news in the transfer portal. Will Georgia lose quarterbacks to the transfer portal? Will they get a quarterback at the transfer portal? A lot of storylines here in this offseason for the Georgia Dogs as they enter now. As one of the things that's true, Mike, is how they handle, for the first time in 40-some years, how they handle being the hunted. That's going to be a different feeling for Georgia fans, for the Georgia program.
Yeah, maybe on a national level, but I think in the East they've been so dominant. Really, Alabama's the only program that's kind of had it over them. I mean, you said they had the LSU SEC championship game and the trip to Baton Rouge in 18 and 19. But I mean, this is a program that's pretty much dominated the SEC, other than running into Alabama, three or four times. So I think that what happens at a program like Georgia, when we talk about Hunter, the bodies change, the positions change. These kids have to fight to keep their job. They don't have time to worry about the next team because they're just trying to keep their position. Because as you guys have pointed out, we've talked about this morning, Kirby's bringing in transfers. It's five-star after five-star after – I mean, you've got five-star offensive linemen in their third year at Georgia that haven't seen the field yet. I mean, that's how competitive it is. So there's no time to worry about the next team. You're just trying to keep your job from week to week. And so I think that hunted versus, Hunter thing, I think that kind of goes out the window when you're a Georgia or an Alabama, where you're just trying to keep your job every week. I mean, that's – kids don't have time to worry about the next opponent. They have to perform well, or they lose their job.
Well, Mike, it's going to be an interesting offseason for the Georgia Dogs. And again, we'll keep our eyes on all the news. And, we'll see what they do as far as that quarterback room is concerned. That'll be the first thing up here. Thanks, Mike. Do appreciate
it. Yep, it'll be interesting. Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.